You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Thank you, Dave. Good. Well, good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? Are we okay? Good. Why don't you just turn to the person next to you and just say, what were you expecting this morning? Was it this? Okay. Very good. Very good. Clearly you were expecting something. And that's great. That's great. Whenever I come to church now, I'm so grateful to Dave. Dave is such a wonderful provoker to us as an eldership team, because he's, you know, every time he says, when we come together, we encounter God. We come to encounter Jesus. And this morning, we've come to encounter Jesus. This morning, we might be doing it a little bit differently because we're going to use a few drums. But actually, it's still the same. You know, we're coming to encounter Jesus. We're coming to encounter Jesus together. That's what I love about these services, our joint services. For those of you who maybe just walked in off the street and you're thinking, what am I doing here? Okay, I just say we are one church, but we live in three locations, in Borden, in Farnham, and in Aldershot. I have the privilege of leading the Aldershot site. Dave leads the Borden site, and I'm afraid the two people who are responsible for looking after Farnham are away. So, whilst the cat is away, I'm bringing in the drums. Now, I'm fairly sure if I wasn't, even if they were here, they would still enjoy the drums, so that's fine. But anyway, so I just want to say that because this is not an act of rebellion, okay? I don't want you to feel that this is an act of rebellion. It's not. I want to talk to you about hope. Okay, for those of us who worship in Aldershot, I have been banging on about hope for a long time now. And I want to continue to keep on talking about hope. This year at Jubilee Aldershot, we have explored the meaning of hope. We have taught on it. We have made logos and pop-ups. We have put together surveys asking people, what do they hope for? We've paraded through our town giving out flags and badges with the word hope written on it. We've even put together hope teams that have been displaying this hope through prayer and acts of kindness throughout the year. Our aim is to bring the word hope into the context and language of Aldershot. The Apostle Peter writes about hope in his letter. He says this: praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. What is this living hope? Hope to most of us means, well, I hope to win a lot of money or get good results in my exams or for that right relationship to come around. But biblical hope is a very different way of thinking. It looks towards something better and stronger. It looks to something that is more than just a wishful thinking about future possibilities. Biblical hope can be defined as this: confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope is not only desires about something good in the future, it expects it to happen. And it not only just expects it to happen, it is confident that it's going to happen. So, for example, Peter continues in his letter. He says this: therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming.
He means that the return of Jesus is a matter of complete confidence, as do all the writers of the New Testament, in fact. So the command, set your hope, meant in the context of being fully confident that Jesus Christ is coming again, and he is coming with grace for all his people. But there is something even more peculiar about Christian hope. Peter calls it living hope. Now, what does that mean? Well, we hear in the New Testament Jesus talk about living water. And he's talking about it to a Samaritan lady by a well. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Jesus wasn't saying that the water was alive, but he's expressing something about water that brings life. He is offering something that has a power of its own. It's fertile, it's fruitful, it's productive, it's life-giving. In the same way, living hope is hope that has power and produces changes in life. That's what living means when in Hebrews, Dave just gave us a quote from the book of Hebrews, it says this, where it says, the word of God is living and active. So Christian hope is a strong confidence in God, which has power to produce changes in how we live. Hope is intrinsically linked to life. Peter declares this in his letter. God has given us new birth into a living hope. And hope, like life, has rhythm. Perhaps our earliest experience is rhythm. Before we are born, whilst in the womb, we are surrounded by the constant heartbeat of our mother. We are knitted together, surrounded by the very rhythm of love, affection, and care. As Christians, we have this understanding that we've come into a second birth, as Peter calls it, a new birth. We're born again, this time surrounded by the very rhythm of divine love, divine affection, and divine care. Born into an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, or ever fade. We're born into a rhythm of living hope. We exist in a world that resonates with that rhythm. Everything has a rhythm to it. Tides move in and out as waves crash on shores. Those tides are pulled from the rhythm of the moon rotating around the earth. The earth daily rotates at a precise rhythm and in turn yearly spins around the sun at another precise rhythm, causing seasons to come and to go. We are surrounded by life and creation, orchestrated from on high that dances to the beat of time itself. There is a power and authority that comes from rhythm. Oars and backs strain to the rhythm of the drum or the cocks in the bow. Speed the rhythm up and you speed the boat up. Runners know this when they're pounding the streets listening to music. Rhythm keeps us going. It brings perseverance and endurance. An army marches to the beat of footfalls. A team is inspired by the applause of its fans. A baby falls asleep to the steady rhythm of a washing machine cycle. Rhythm is a language. It communicates. Through applause, we hear a well done, and with a knock on the door, we ask to be let in. We communicate frustration with a stamp on the ground, intimidation with a slow, steady hand clap, and joy as we dance to the beat of our favorite tune. Rhythm demands a response, from joining in to leaving the room. We communicate who we are through rhythm, and heaven is heard through us. Simply find your heartbeat, and each body that is alive is pulsating with rhythm. Scripture reminds us that we are the body of Christ, and we have a rhythm. Scripture encourages us to find our rhythm together. Let an eye be an eye, let a mouth be a mouth. When we compete, there is discord and disharmony, but when we're together, When we're in sync, we display the very rhythm of heaven. Heaven has a song. It has a beat that others can get caught up in. When the world sees us caring and loving one another, they realize that song. As you make your sound, you are revealing heaven. And those with eyes to see and ears to hear will have their attention arrested. As I said, rhythm demands a response. From joining in to leaving the room. When you make your sound, it's like water turning into wine, revealing a display of heaven. Scripture tells us not to be silent, but to make a sound. We are bearers of hope, surrounded in the very rhythm of divine love, divine affection, and divine care. We are display people, inviting those around us into an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, or ever fade. Behold, says Jesus, I make all things new. In Roman times, heralds would be sent across the empire to declare the good news of the self-declared divine emperor. He would declare his gospel, his good news, that through his divine power and by following his commands, you would know peace and prosperity. But this message was not for all. It was for the wealthy, those with power and influence. That's why the New Testament writers found this term gospel or good news such a rich way of declaring the way of Jesus. The scope of Jesus's gospel was greater. Behold, I make all things new. It is the transformation and redemption of not just an empire, but all things, everything, everything you can imagine. God's kingdom is not limited by geographical boundaries. And this good message is a message of hope, not just for the elite. It's for slaves and for free. It's for poor and for rich. It's for women and for men. It's for all nations and for all cultures. This morning, I want you to hear the joy of the Trinity as they dance together in the heavenly realm. I believe they dance to one of their favorite tunes, one that comes from you. I want you to hear the applause of heaven clapping well done over you for your heartfelt prayers, your enthusiastic energy, your selfless love, your wholehearted care, and your faithful service in bringing the rhythm of hope to the three towns we have communities in. We are together part of a heavenly revolution, declaring and displaying Jesus's gospel of hope that is transforming and redeeming everything. Can I, on behalf of Dave, Sean, Rick, and myself, say thank you for being so wonderful at displaying this gospel of hope. As I wrote this, I could hear Juliet and Amber excitedly praying about students in schools. This week, I've heard of people stepping out in obedience and praying for others to be healed. I've talked to men who are wrestling with what it means to be in the world, but not of it. We've just this month camped together. We've paraded together. We've picnicked together. And we've prayed together. We have visited the sick in hospital and at home. Some of us spend ourselves feeding the hungry through food bank and caring for families through groups, courses, and even adoption. We're displaying this gospel of hope with a divine rhythm that is like a heartbeat through this body that we call Jubilee. But there is a knocking, like a knocking on a door. Doors are being opened for us as a church. You're praying, obedience. You're wrestling with scripture, you're camping, parading, picnicking, visiting, feeding, caring, leading, and adopting is like the rhythmic knocking on heaven's door. Jesus tells us to ask, to seek, and to knock. We have been asking for the last, the least, and the lost, and we're seeking to invite them to know Jesus. And we've been knocking on the door of heaven. And I want to encourage you, doors are opening. and opportunities of grace are before us. What does hope sound like? It sounds like the rhythm of a heartbeat within a vibrant, vital body that declares, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, or ever fade." Amen. That's our inheritance. I think there's only one response. We worship God on lots of drums. So, why don't you stand?
So you do the collection.
First song?
Yep.
Let me share a little bit about what's going to happen. We really want to encounter Jesus this morning, and we want to have fun doing it. Okay? So, I want you to get lost in worship. Yeah, we write songs about that, so that's absolutely fine. You can get lost in worship. If you don't like it, that's fine. You can sit down and you can spend some time with the Lord. That's absolutely fine. The only thing I can promise you, it won't be still or quiet. But we are going to spend some time worshiping him. During the first song in particular, but at any point, if you feel you want to come and bring your collection, we have two very attractive purple flower pots here at the front. Which is a way that we want to do. We want to join in with the joy of offering, of giving to God all that we have. We want to give God our best because we know that God gives us his best. And so that's part of our worship. We're going to have our worship time is going to be a little bit extended. And we are going to have a time in the middle where there will be a little bit of a pause. And this is where you come in. Because I really want to encourage you, this is not about us here just bringing you there into worship. We are all worshiping together. We're all seeking God together. And we want to encounter him. We want to encounter his spirit. And we believe that God is going to have words for us. He's going to have testimonies that need to be shared. I want you to hear the well done of God over you this morning. That was my heart. Okay, as I've been praying, I felt God just wants to say, "Well done. Thank you for all that you have been doing about bringing the kingdom of God, this message of hope, to the communities that you serve." But I think he will speak to us. He will speak words of encouragement and that will build us up. And I want to encourage you in that moment of pause, Dave is going to just say, there's a moment here where you can come and just bring something. And if you've got something for that slot, then do come and see Dave. He'll be around the front here by the piano, I would imagine, or just where he is there. But come and find him, and he'd love to hear what you've got to say so he can bring us into some sort of order as we worship. So how are we doing? We okay? Let's pray. And then I'm going to ask the band to take us. Father God, we love you. We love you. We declare our love for you. We declare our love for your Son, Jesus. And for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that Jesus perfectly models what it means to know you. And we thank you that as he went up to heaven, he's now interceding on our behalf. But he sent his spirit to reveal Jesus to us. And so, Holy Spirit, we know that you're here, but we say you are welcome. You are welcome. And Lord, I believe that as we worship, you are going to move amongst us. You are going to heal those who are infirm. So, church, I want to encourage you, if you are unwell, I want you to lift up that to the Lord because I believe the Spirit will come and he will bring healing. I believe we're going to see breakthrough. If you've been wrestling with a situation where you need breakthrough, again, I want to encourage you. The Spirit is here. As we worship, we're coming to encounter our Heavenly Father. And I believe he would say, well done, good and faithful. So, Lord, we orientate ourselves to you. We thank you for this hope that brings life, this gospel of hope that changes lives. Lord, we cry out for the last, the least, and the lost again. We ask for them. We ask for them, Lord. We seek them. We seek them. And we knock on heaven's door. We knock on heaven's door for them. Come, Lord. Amen.